I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council. A note for the voice record that this is January 16th, 2025, that we have a quorum of city council members here, that we also have our city administrator, our city attorney, and four members of the public. You have all had a chance to review our proposed agenda. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I move to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Rodney moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. The agenda will continue as presented. We have a public hearing tonight on the intent to opt out of statewide homestead exemption. Do we have anybody here who wants to speak to us about that? Okay. We also have an amendment to Section 78.3, 78.300, and 78.301 of the Zoning Ordinance to clarify use provisions in the GCA Zoning District. Is there anybody who'd like to speak to us about that?
Well, if I may, are you going through and you're done with it after you say if there's any public input, or did you come back to that?
This is the time if you have time. Comment, yes.
Yeah.
So, but come up.
Okay.
Hold on.
State your name and your address and limit your comments to 2 minutes.
Okay.
That's the rules.
Calvin Greer, I'm at 718 Lakeshore.
Thank you.
Part of the meeting, the last Finance Committee meeting we had, Lee referred to or referenced the upcoming referendum. The referendum passed. And I was curious, there was some informational facts that I wanted to sort of get on the record about how complicated it will be for us if we do opt out of the statewide exemption. Because Lee had referenced that it might complicate the Finance Committee's job going forward. The fact that the state is putting a cap on the property taxes, right?
Right. So us opting out gets us out of that problem.
Right.
So the choice is to opt out so that we don't have to get complicated. We get to stay operating as we currently operate.
Okay. And there was no downside? I mean, like, I thought you referred to some downsides.
Of opting out?
Yes. No. Okay.
We have a lot of information we can share with you.
Okay.
We can send you if that would be helpful.
All right.
I'll make sure you get that.
Great.
Yeah, I don't recall. I mean, maybe
it was a brief just conversation we had during the meeting, and I was worried that there was
going to be a lot of
complications.
The complication that I may have mentioned
okay.
is connected to the floating local option sales tax,
okay.
which is if all the cities in the county don't agree on staying in, they're not eligible for that. We already know that in Gwinnett, mm-hmm. there are multiple cities and potentially the county that are not interested in, we know multiple cities are opting out or looks like they're going to opt out.
Okay.
We also don't think that from the information that we have that there's any interest in pursuing the FLOST. And so if nobody is going after the FLOST, then that becomes a moot point.
Ah, okay.
So you have to have unanimity if you're going to be able to be eligible for this FLOST.
FLOST.
The FLOST is very complicated. And but from what we, as cities, we met and have talked and tried to know who's on first, so to speak, as it relates to this.
Okay.
And there are multiple cities that are not interested in staying in this statewide homestead exemption.
Okay.
And so we're not the only jurisdiction that is going through this process.
Okay.
If we were, and all of those folks wanted the FLOST,
yes.
it would not be complicated necessarily for the Finance Committee and
yeah.
what we do, but just in terms of our relationship, you know, to the other jurisdictions.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That I'll send you some stuff. Thank you
that
for
would be
being
wonderful.
Attentive to that
yes.
issue. Especially Finance Committee person.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The consent agenda is the next thing on our list here today. The consent agenda includes the minutes from December 5th council meeting, the minutes from December 11th council work session, the minutes from the December 11th council meeting, financial statements from November 2024 unaudited, and the James Whitaker audit engagement letter. Those five items. Is there a motion regarding the consent agenda as it has been presented?
Yes, I'd like to move to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under old business, the amendment that I mentioned earlier to section 78.3, 78.300, and 78-301 of the zoning ordinance to clarify use provisions in the GCA zoning district. Lee, would you talk to us about that for just a minute, please?
Yes, ma'am. The Gwinnett County Annexed or GCA district was established to provide continuity in zoning regulation to annex properties so that the zoning rules governing the properties prior to annexation were carried forward and applied once the properties were annexed into the city. Over the years, however, Gwinnett County has revised their standards, but the standards frozen in place at the time of annexation have not been updated to be consistent with changes to the Gwinnett County standards. So the proposed amendment addresses a few uses in particular that are different between how the county views them now and how we have held them frozen from how the county viewed them before. And those are convenience stores with or without fuel pumps, hookah bars, noxious manufacturing or industrial uses, and vape CBD shops. Some of these uses either didn't exist at the 2011 annexation, or they were regulated differently in those 2011 regulations. And so this has been approved or recommended for approval by P&Z. You all had a first reading on it in December, and it's up for second read and adopt.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion about that proposed amendment?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to place O-24-255, an ordinance to amend sections 78-3, 78-300, and 78-301 of the zoning ordinance to repeal conflicting ordinances and for other purposes on second read and adopt the amendment.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous and the motion passes. The next order of new business is our code of conduct affirmation. We do this every year just to remind people where this comes from. Years ago, the Berkeley Lake then City Council worked very hard together to come up with the rules that we wanted to honor in our work with each other and with our citizens. And because we felt so good about that and had someone from the University of Georgia School of Government come and help us with that, we wanted to annually reaffirm the code of conduct affirmation. And that's what I put before you tonight. All of our current council members are very familiar with it, but it is there again for anybody that is in our citizenry that might want to read all this again. And I would ask if any council members have any concerns about this or if someone would be willing to make a motion to ratify the code of conduct for this coming year, 2025.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to ratify the code of conduct for 2025.
Do I hear a second?
I can second that.
Okay. Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you very much. I'm really proud of our city. I think if y'all read through that, you will be as well. The other thing that we do, two other things we do at the first meeting of every year, the next one is to elect a mayor pro tem. And I do not appoint that person. the city council elects the mayor pro tem. So this is the time to do that. I would entertain nominations for that position.
I'd like to nominate Rebecca Spittler for mayor pro tem.
Do I hear a second?
And I will second that.
Okay, Scott moves and Rodney seconds.
With enthusiasm.
Okay. I should ask Rebecca if you're willing to continue doing this.
Yes, thank you. I'd be honored to. Thank you for your continued support.
Well, you're the one supporting. This has been quite a run, and you've done a wonderful job. All in favor of the nomination as it's been presented? Thank you. That's unanimous. Okay, the appointments that I do make are before you also. I won't bore you by reading all of those, but they have been presented to all of our council and out on our website so that people could review. These folks are citizens largely who do extra work for our city, and it's always, I think, been one of the great strengths of Berkeley Lake that we have such smart and committed people who are willing to show up from the finance committee and ask questions about things and to participate in our governance from a citizen level. If you are comfortable with my appointments, I would solicit a motion to approve them.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the mayoral appointments as presented.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Rebecca moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. And thank you to all the people that do this work. Okay, under the next item, Public Works, the ARPA stormwater project, always is an interesting thing in our topographical situation in Berkeley Lake. Lee, would you talk to us, please, about this stormwater project?
Yes, ma'am. This change order closes out the stormwater project that began in 2023. It's a long time coming. I'm glad we're finished. Which included work in Hermitage Plantation, River Mansions, and on Lakeshore Drive. So it was a robust project. The final cost of the project was $793,988.80. This does represent an increase in the original contract price of about $78,000, but you all approved a change order between the original contract and now that upped that considerably, that original contract price, and this final change order closeout is actually $121,500 cheaper than what you approved in the change order. So this closes out the project, and if you have any questions about it, I'm happy to answer them. There were a couple of new locations added in that change order, the first change order, as well as there was a field change that was a pipe size that resulted in a pretty significant increase in cost.
Does anybody have any questions for Lee?
No.
Okay, then I would entertain a motion to ratify this approval of change order two.
I move to ratify approval of change order two of the 2023 ARPA stormwater project contract to close out the project.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. And thank you, Lee, for all the work. And thank you to our city marshals as well.
Oh, yeah.
For all the work with our stormwater. Always an interesting challenge in Berkeley Lake. The resolution to set general election qualifying dates and fees and appoint a superintendent. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's an election year, and the Georgia Election Code requires each municipal governing authority by February 1st of an election year to set and publish qualifying fees and appoint the superintendent that will oversee the election. This year, terms for three council seats currently held by Rodney Hammond, Scott Lee, and Chip McDaniel expire and are up for election. This resolution sets the qualifying fee for council at the statutory 3% of annual compensation, which is $27. The resolution also establishes the qualifying period to be Monday, August 18th through Wednesday, August 20th, during the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And finally, the resolution appoints me as election superintendent in accordance with state law.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt R-25-01, a resolution to set general election qualifying dates and fees, and to appoint Lee Threadgill to the position of municipal election superintendent.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Rebecca moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. And the TSW code update. Talk to us about that, please, Lee.
Yes, ma'am. When we originally embarked on our code update project, you might remember we split the project into two phases because the outcome of the first two sections of the contract basically informed the third. And the first two sections is what we just kind of got finished with towards the end of last year, which was basically the diagnostic portion of the project to sort of set the stage for the policy direction so that the consultants knew what they were going to be writing. So it kind of informed the cost of this next portion of the project. So what you have before you is the contract for phase three, which is to write the code, and that's at a cost of $142,000. The contract does have language for the potential for additional services being required as they get into it, which may result in some fee adjustments. And I wanted to go ahead and ask for you to add a $10,000 contingency in your approval, just so we don't have to come back multiple times in the, you know, over the course of the project. I think that should cover it. I can't promise it will, but I think it'll be more than enough. The action item would be to authorize the mayor to sign this contract subject to review and approval as deformed by the city attorney.
Thank you. I think all of us are anxious to proceed with all deliberate speed on this project, and I thank you for the efforts that have gotten us this far. Do I hear a motion regarding this?
I move to authorize the mayor to sign the TSW code update project phase three contract subject to approval as deformed by the city attorney and to include $10,000 in contingency.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Rodney moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. The Metro North Georgia Water Planning District Audit. Keck and Wood, our usual engineers have made a proposal for their services. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. The city engineer, Keck and Wood, prepared this proposal to assist the city in conducting an audit that is required every 5 years by the Metro North Georgia Water Planning District to ensure compliance with action items in the district's water resource management plan. Staff requests that you authorize the mayor to sign the proposal for professional services to assist with the audit. I think that the proposal is for $7,800, not to exceed $7,800.
Okay. Do I hear such a motion?
I make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the proposal for Keck and Wood to provide professional services to complete the Metro Water District audit.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, that's unanimous. Are there any other public comments that did not get made? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Okay. Rebecca moves, Chip seconds. All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We are adjourned.